We left off with Zohar Vayah Yaakov. Yes?
Yeah.
Zohar Vayah Yaakov ki yesh sheva. So the pshut l'shem mikra is sheva is food. So it also means l'shem shvira, breaking. Shehem novlos chokhma shel mala Torah. So novlos, like in the first capital of Tillim, that olehu lo yibol. Novlos are things that fall off the tree. So the Torah is referred to as Eitz Chaim. So when Torah on a low level, when it's understood on a low level, so it's described as novlos. Right, it's not that we're not elevating to the high level, to the top of the tree, and relating to Torah there, but Torah as it sort of is simplified on our low madrega is referred to as novlos. So v'zeh Yaakov ki yesh sheva loshen shvira. Shehem, so what's broken? It refers to, again, that it broke off the tree, as it were. Shehem novlos chokhma shel mala dash, Torah. Ma shenofel v'nishma. Kol ma denochas midarge, whatever is lowered from its natural level, Yikar Yeshvira. B'Mitzrayim, Meitzar Yom. Again, I think we had that already yesterday. Not yet. Maybe we anticipated it. That again, Meitzar is a Gvul. So it's the sort of the barrier, that there's a barrier in front of the Yam HaChokhmah. Sheva Asham, Yaakov Avinu discerned in Mitzrayim Novlos HaTorah. Shenovl Asham, Shetzricha Lihizbarer V'La'alos. We'll circle back for another, shortly to try to very, very initially, superficially understand what that means, Lihizbarer. V'Omer Vidu Shama V'La'alos. V'nochis l'havi al chiyus ha'shoresh v'atzmi. So what does it mean that there are novels ha'Torah which need to be misbarer? So barer here is similar to in Melach HaShabbos, right? So barer means when you separate, let's say in Melach HaShabbos, so barer is you're separating ocha mitoch psalas, the food from the chaff. So let's say a mashal on Mahadav Adomer. The Gemara, where's the Gemara end of Brachos? No? That a chalom is Echad Mishishim HaNevuah. You can have a true dream, which is Echad Mishishim HaNevuah. But on the other hand, Ein Chalom below Dvarim B'Telem. So if you would perform the Malacha Borer, as it were, on the dream, so it would mean to recognize the kernel in the dream, which is MS, and to distinguish it, to separate it out, as it were. Again, separate, obviously, again, all the physical vocabulary is just a metaphor, right? At every point. It's only a metaphor. So to separate out the kernel of MS within that dream from the Dvarim B'Telem. So that would be the intellectual analog to what Bore represents physically. So in the opening lines that we, in quotation marks, learnt yesterday, so the Moray Naim introduced us to the idea that in everything, everything exists because of Hashem, from Hashem. Korach ha-poel v'nifal. Again, everything is distinct from Hashem. Hashem is Hashem, and the world is the world. But the chiyus of the world is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The existence of the world is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to recognize that dimension of existence is to be borer, and the noblos haTorah within something. That's what again, very roughly, very superficially, that's what it is. Again, he's following up on this idea of Atu Machaya Skulam. So there is even in Mitzrayim, with all the layers of Tumma, Kamasa Eretz Mitzrayim, Sheyeshafnim Belnosasu, but there was some chiyus, and Vaya Yaakov Ki Yeshev Mitzrayim, to recognize, to discern that that chiyus, and again, and the chiyus is through the Torah, right? That Be'oraisa Bara Alma is what it means to be Bara. To give a moshul for that, this is, I mean, what we're talking about is on a deeper level. To give a moshul, let's say you'd have someone who, I don't know whether it's Korach HaTorah Shebo, or maybe even has Ruach HaKodesh, whatever, that he was able to, with Chochmas HaTorah. Let's say he's able to discern in world events. So we see in world events, we see it on a natural level, right? We see that Putin is a Russia who wants to reconstitute the Soviet Union. And he wants to do it before he dies. So he's getting old. So the first thing he did was in pursuit of his vanity and glory, so he invaded Ukraine. So that's the level on which we see it. Obviously, something that momentous, which shakes the world, when one of the world's nuclear powers is involved and being and absorbing a lot of casualties in a war, so obviously that there's a hashgacha in what's going on. So if someone was able to look into that and know with certitude what the hashgacha is of that, that it's not just the geopolitics, and not, it is that also on a natural level. And not just the vanity of and the rishus of a Russia, it is that also on a natural level, but was able to understand that hidden dimension of what the hashgacha is and how it and how all this is leading to Orosh HaMashiach, whenever that's going to be. So that would be a type of being borer. It's again recognizing we're talking about here, I think, in a what the Mori Naim is talking about. We're not talking about it because we don't understand it, but what the Mori Naim is talking about is on a deeper level. But that's a little bit of a marshal, and that's, this again is following through on the understanding again of Atu Machayes Kulan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah created everything, and since Koach HaPal B'Nifal, so there is that dimension of that chiyus from the Torah in everything, and to recognize it is the avoda of being Borer U'Ma'ala. I wonder, I don't know, this is ignorant speculation. So apparently, that they clearly were somehow more noble sachochma, which were hidden and needed to be, again, identified, needed to be discerned, needed to be recognized in Mitzrayim than elsewhere. It's also the case, right, if you remember your world history from whatever grade you learned world history in. So ancient Egypt was one of the cradles of Western civilization. Ara Yom Hazeh, in geometry, you learn the Pythagorean theorem. Right? A squared plus B squared equals C squared in a right triangle. So one wonders if there's any correlation between those two facts, that somehow that there was, I don't know if it was from when Avraham Avinu was there or however this unfolded, however it evolved, but these Noblos HaTorah were also the source of the Chochma that did flourish in Mitzrayim. I know, is that true? V'zeu inyan v'yomas Yosef. That there is a, I think in Isha Halacha, in a, I think it's in a footnote, the Rav quotes as a line in the Zohar Kodesh, that says that all the stories. Question is why the Torah has all the stories of Sefer Bereishis. So there are many different complementary yesodistic answers to that question. Maybe the simplest answer, again, simplest not in Chas V'Shalom in any demeaning way, but in terms of being exoteric, is what the Ramban writes in the Hagdama to the Perush al Torah. Not what he tells us later in the Perush itself, but in the Hagdama, that we learn Midos, we learn Emunah from all the stories. We learn Midos, we learn Emunah from all the stories. That's one approach. But the Zohar Kodesh says that every story, in addition to being factually true, also is a metaphor for something. And it's that level of interpretation that we're about to, again, that we've seen here with the Vayar Yaakov ki yeshev b'Mitzrayim, that on one level it means that yes, there's a famine, and Yaakov Avinu sees that there's food in Mitzrayim, but on a deeper level, the same way Yaakov Avinu is seeing on a physical level that there's something to be had in Mitzrayim, so on a deeper level he's seeing that there's something on a spiritual level as well. So that you have these two different levels of understanding of interpretation. So that's what the Moray Naim is following through as well. This is not, again, not to negate the pshat, but that what's factually true is simultaneously also metaphorically means something much deeper as well. So v'zeh v'inyan v'yomas Yosef ki mashe yorda ha-Torah at sof ha-madrega nikra misa. The fact, again, that these novlos hachochma, again, which is Torah, that they were so deeply buried, as it were, in Mitzrayim, which again was the capital of immorality in the ancient world. the nachas midarge kavi be vayomos vayachantu also, right? The darshing, the last pasuk in Sefer Bereshis. So again, the literal meaning seems to be that they embalmed him. Shehatorah nikra etz hachayim. Torah is referred to as Eitz Chaim, ubi ilan azlin and basach hanata. Right, in the 7 year Shemitah cycle, so in terms of maestros, so whether you give maestro oni or whether you give maestro sheni, depends which year the produce grew in. But which stage of growth is koveya, as to whether or not this is produce of the second year and should be maestro sheni, or whether it's produce of the third year and should be maestro oni. So be'ilan, so but be'yerek is azlin and basach lakita. But Yerik, it depends when you picked it. And Be'ilan, it doesn't depend upon when you pick the fruit from the tree, but it's Basach Hanata. It's when you have the fruit first emerging, that first, a bud or whatever, the smallest stage of the fruit has emerged. So Be'ilan Azlin and Basach Hanata. So it says that Mo'oinayim, so Vayachantu also, means that they, as it were, that they gathered the fruit, that they found, they identified, they discerned the fruit. Ubi ilan azlin basach hanata. Ratzaloma afshi yavet the sof hamadrega nechnat vayusam ba'oron. Again, in the pshuto shel mikra, so Yosef's body was placed in a coffin. So vayusim ba'oron kema'amorim zal, as Chazal say, luchos v'shivrei luchos menachem ba'oron. Not only were the luchos shnios in the oron, but the shivrei luchos arishonos were also in the oron. So too here, vayusim ba'oron, again, this whole pasuk again is describing what Yosef HaTzadik's mission, what his task was in Mitzrayim, that afilu hanovlos, which are being described again as shivrei luchos, right? Because they fell. Masha nofal v'nishbar, afilu hanovlos yesh lahem aliyos ba'oron, kamo haluchos shehi hatorah ha'atzmis. The idea of novlos ha'chochma. Here in the note, the quote from what the Mo'orinayim is going to say later, in Parsha Shmos, I'll just read you a couple of lines from it. Ki hatorah she'anu roin, etz rov b'nei adam nikra novlos hachochma. V'hamuvan hu, I skipped one line, ki hachochma ha'amitos ha'alyona i'efshel ha'sig, ki'im she'yavo t'chila v'hashar she'hi ha'yira. To understand Torah on its highest level, so very few people are zocha to that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who yisbarach, again I'm skipping around a little bit, but who yisbarach shemo chafet sheyasigo oso gam kein sham kefi bechinas sichlam umadregasam basher hu sham. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we should all be able to understand the Torah. So that's what the idea, again, of Novlos HaChochma is. That again, there are Yechidei Skula, you have the Arizal, you have Yechidei Skula, you have Reb Chaim, you have Yechidei Skula who understand the Torah, not Novlos HaChochma. Like they go to the top of the tree. They go up in the cherry picker to the top of the tree. And then the rest of us understand Torah on a, again, it is lowered to our level the same way, let's say, if you want to tell a child a story. So if you want to tell a child a story, so you don't tell the story the same way you would tell the story to the adult. You're not fictionalizing the story. You know, you're telling the child a true version of the story, but you're making the story intelligible and accessible to the child on his level. That's what this idea of Novlos HaChochma is. Okay, so we'll pick up with the V'nachso L'inyan tomorrow.